Nigeria has once again been the scene of terror attacks. Boko Haram terrorists have killed at least 19 people, injuring over 20 others in the country's northeast. Boko Haram bombers detonated their explosives at four locations in Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State. Police say that 12 of those killed in the bombings were members of a civilian self-defense force on duty, while seven others were targeted as they had gathered for mourning. Last year, the Nigerian government said that its armed forces had crushed the terrorist group in its latest forest stronghold in the country's north. There have been on and off attacks despite the claim. We have Omolola Adeloso, executive director and co-founder of Act for Accountability, who joins us from Maryland. Al-Shabaab is still wreaking havoc in Nigeria. What is your take on why they have still been able to be effective at their terrorist activities?
Well, I think that, the issue of Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab, as well as, and Boko Haram's allegiance to ISIS, is one that is very complex. I think that even within these factions, they have their own territories that they have to maintain. But what we're also seeing is that, because of the constant destabilization of the northern region of Nigeria, the Nigerian government's, assertion that they have won this battle against Boko Haram, we are seeing Boko Haram step up their attacks in certain regions, especially Maiduguri, which is the one stronghold that the government has said was the most secure city in the north, in the north regions that have been affected. One of the challenges is also identifying where they're getting money from, how they're still able to continue their activities. Where are they getting the ammunition from? There's so many questions around how they are able to get funded or able to get, all these weapons that they're using to attack different cities and also to be able to raid cities. One of the challenges and one of the things we now know is that Boko Haram sometimes uses employment as an opportunity to recruit, but they're also drugging young women and using them increasingly more as suicide bombers. That's a trend that we would like to see end. But it's also, again, if we are able to follow the money, which is something that the Nigerian government does not seem to be able to do, if we're able to follow the money, I think we can able to really clearly delineate if the Boko Haram is being funded by other sources. Maybe they are getting money from ISIS or from, support from Al-Shabaab, or there are other people within the Nigerian government or Nigerian citizens themselves that are funneling their insurgency activities.
Thank you. Omolola Adeloso, executive director and co-founder of Act for Accountability there. We appreciate it.